From my standpoint, I had never mistreated a black in my life. I had always tried to treat them fair. I have never heard a black curse. I'm 51 years old. I have never heard a black curse. Now, I know I've got to be living out of it, but I've been around them all my life, and I've never seen a white man strike. I've never seen a white man hit a black. Now, if it was going on as much as some people say it's going on, I'm bound to have seen it, and I just haven't. I know it's happened. I've heard all these tales, and I've read all these books, but I am firmly convinced it's not as bad as it was said to have been. It couldn't have been.
And the thing was on TV?
Huh?
What was on TV?
Which one?
The show on
Kids?
TV.
Kids? Yeah.
She was that. Now you sure of that?
What was that?
You said the slave.
Kizzy?
Yeah.
Well, we had one living on this place by the same name.
As that in the television show.
The main character of the movie named his daughter Kizzy, and this is supposed to have been an African name. And it didn't mean a thing to me then. I didn't see all of it. I thought it was overdone. I think that almost everything they had in that movie was true. But it's just like, it's true that I like a T-bone steak, but it's not true that I want T-bone steak three meals a day, every day in the year.
Yeah, what movie is that?
Roots.
Roots,
I think it was. I think it was overdone. I think it was true. I know everything that went on. I think it's absolutely true. I've heard the niggers on this place say, for instance, that they knew and that their grandparents told them that the big, strong, and what the term that would be used, the big, strong buck niggers,
yeah. The
big guys,
yeah. They
use them like a stud horse because they wanted that size and that strength. And the little bitty weaselly looking guys, the sickly ones, they tried to keep them away from ever having children. Now, I understand that this went on. And I've had some of the blacks, we get to talking about it, and they would tell me that their grandparents told them that if you were a big man, you know, they just get you all the women you want, this type of thing. But it's asinine to think that somebody's going to take something worth $1,000, $1,200 and whip him like a dog. I don't do that to my bulls I've got out here in the pasture. I don't do it to my horses. I don't do it to my dogs, you know, and they're not worth near about that, but strictly from an economic standpoint,
yeah.
You just don't do that. You take real good care of it. But they were not free. They were slaves. They did not have the right to do a lot of things. It was wrong. I agree with all that. But I don't buy all of Roots.
Yeah.
I just happened to have been reading the diary that I showed you yesterday of Amanda in 1862 in Wayside, Mississippi, in the Southern Confederacy, is the way she put it. Washington County, Mississippi, Southern Confederacy. And she told about her relationship day by day.
That was after the war?
During the war.
I thought you said it was the summer after the war was over.
Well, that they had the party here on Auburn.
Okay.
But it began January the 1st, 1862. And she saw the Union soldiers come up to the house and take 158 of their servants. She never called them slaves. They were always servants or friends. And she spoke of doctrine them, of sewing for them, making clothes for them. 158, and that wasn't all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They just took all of them that were able to do anything. They owned hundreds of them.